afternoon, folks. This is Brian Fitzpatrick coming to you from the Butcher Talking Chronicle on 104.3, also on 89.7 on your FM dial, with another episode of Wheeling the Pathway to Life with your host, Brian Fitzpatrick, and co-host, Caitlin Fitzgerald.
Good afternoon, everybody.
How you doing, Caitlin?
I'm doing good, Brian. How are you doing?
Good. I feel like I haven't seen you in a couple hours.
Yeah, it's only been a few hours since we saw each other last.
Yes. So, hi, Hazel, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Brian. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, stayed out of trouble this past week?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Brian doesn't know how to stay out of trouble.
Actually, I really just don't think it's in his nature.
Yeah, actually, I got in more trouble.
What?
Why doesn't that surprise me?
With technology.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Oh. This time, Kristen was involved.
Uh-oh.
What'd you do?
What'd you do to that poor girl?
What I convinced her to do.
Oh. Oh, yeah. No one is safe.
You're just now finding that out?
No. I've known for a while, but it was, like, confirmed. You know, in an official capacity.
There you go.
I am now part of the group text with the staff on the phone.
Wow.
Now, so, I can officially assist with staffing.
Ooh, so good for you.
So we made it official.
I'll have to give you a pat on the back for that one, Brian.
Tiffany, I don't know if Tiffany's still liking the lesson. But, because I did it with Kristen when she was off for the week. So,
yeah.
Well,
I'm sure she'll see it next week when she's back.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt.
Yes.
We can include it in the weekend report.
Yes.
That'll be a mile and a half long.
Yep.
Have you seen my weekend report?
No, I'm afraid to.
Well, it's going
to
be double the size now because we didn't write one this week.
Uh-oh. Bad boy.
Who's supposed to?
It was a joint decision. I asked you if you wanted to send one, and you said that Kristen was already aware of everything that had happened over the weekend, so it seemed pointless until Tiffany got back.
Yeah.
He's trying to blame me. He's trying. You see that?
I saw that.
He really jumped on it quickly.
Yes, he did.
Actually, you know what?
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 I'm gonna say this officially on the air. You know, you never can tell what kind of team you got until you're in trouble.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize, whoa.
Yep.
You got teams pulling together. Teams coming out of the woodwork.
That's what you need.
Like, mm-hmm. What the heck's going on?
That's what you need.
People that don't normally step in and it's an impressive thing when I see it, so it's...
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's great. That's the kind of team you want to have.
Oh, absolutely.
It's ideal.
Yeah. And what does ideal mean? Because I don't see that too often.
What does ideal mean?
No. I'm just joking.
Oh, you're just poking fun at me?
It means ideal, I mean, it's like normal. When people say ideal, it's like, what's that? Because nothing ever comes out ideally the way you want it to be anymore.
Nothing ever does.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Nothing ever does.
I feel like you're constantly getting me on words.
Yes.
It's like you're like constantly just watching me, waiting for the moment.
Yeah. Waiting for the moment to pounce.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, great minds think alike.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
I just now noticing that.
No.
Oh, God, Brian, come on. I've noticed that for the last 5 years.
Give me a little credit here. I've noticed.
Just a little.
Like I keep saying, Brian.
Can I give you a lot?
No.
Like I keep saying, I was born during the day.
But, no.
But it wasn't yesterday.
No. I was born during the... I was born at 1 o'clock in the morning.
But wasn't this morning?
It wasn't this morning. Yeah.
Okay. Topics for this week there, Brian. What do we got?
Okay.
Sorry.
Here's a...
Yes, sir.
You want to run them off?
Okay. What? You want me to run them off?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Give Hazel a break. Give Caitlin a break. Give Caitlin a break.
I don't think he's ever going to give me a break.
Yeah, I know.
She pulled an extra shift for me, though.
Well, that doesn't surprise me either. All right.
It was whatever I could do to help.
Yeah.
Looking for a Google Home this week. Increased accessibility, plus independence at home, can make phone calls with Alexa, that's awesome, can send text messages on his own, want Google Home match with phone, awesome. Okay, so, the first one, increased accessibility, what are we doing? How do you have increased accessibility? To what?
Well, before I wasn't able to text. Now with using OK Google, it is possible for me to text by myself on the phone.
I know with OK Google, you got to be careful because there's words that don't come out the way you want them. Mm-hmm. I have found that out the hard way.
Yeah, but I'm looking at it.
I'm also just so terrible with those because I forget that I have to, like, verbally express punctuation.
Yep.
And then it just sounds so weird. Or I'll look at the text message and I'm like, what happened here?
It's like, what did I say?
Don't understand.
Yeah, but, I'll tell you one that I really messed up.
What'd you mess up?
And the wrong person was the one that got the message.
Uh-oh, that's never good.
No. It was the right phone number. But the wrong person...
Oh, no.
Got the...
Oh, did you text the on-call phone?
I texted, but it picked up as a phone call. And guess who picked up the phone?
Who?
Jennifer.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you did tell me about this.
Ruh-roh.
Whoops.
Oops is right.
Yeah.
So it took me about 10 minutes to get her off the phone because, of course, I couldn't turn the speakerphone on, so... She was trying to talk to me, and I was trying to talk to her without the speakerphone.
Oh, no.
And the phone was on the table, and...
Oh, no.
It wasn't near me, so...
Did you get it all sorted out, though?
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
But that's good.
She was... None too happy. She pulled Tiffany out of meeting to figure out what was going on.
Oh, no.
And it's like, God, geez.
We gotta figure out if there's anything we can do about that.
Yeah, really. So what are the things about independence at home? How are you becoming more independent other than your phone? I don't know, you're pretty independent now.
Working on schedules. With the...
For your staff, you mean? For staff?
him.
Okay.
With the assistance of, like, Kristen and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're, like, participating in the discussion now. Yeah.
Well, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big... And I'm always bothering Matt over it.
Yeah.
I'm working with Matt trying to get some technical stuff done for the show and getting that done.
He got all sheepish with me yesterday because I said, I know you call him at least twice a week. And he was like, no. I was like, yeah, you do. I know you do.
And I said, is that a problem?
I didn't say it was a problem. I just said that I know.
She knows more than you think she does.
I do. He doesn't give me enough credit with that. He's like, you don't know me. I'm like, no, I think I do.
Yeah, she knows more than you think she does. Yes,
but what are you going to do about it? It's the question.
Nothing. I'm not trying to do anything about it. Mm. You're you. You live your life the way you want to.
That's right.
I don't have anything to do with your decisions or how you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You do what you want.
I like that. Uh-huh. I caught that, Brian.
Yeah.
Except you on the board.
What? Oh yeah, I'm gonna do your board when you record at WCPR.
Cool. When do you start that?
Well, we're gonna do it the week that you're on vacation. We're gonna go over there.
Okay.
And last week we went in, so I could look at the board and they could show me what I needed to press and what needed to be done. So
how intimidating was it?
It was a little intimidating. But everything's so labeled that I think...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, everything's all labeled. So I think I'm going to do A-okay.
Good.
Yeah.
My plan right now is going to be that we will do the sixth... Over there.
Well.
No, we would.
Yeah, it's a sixth.
It's a sixth over there. And then I will come back over here and do the show with Tiffany.
Because I'm going to be on vacation the following week.
Okay.
And then from there on, we don't know what's going to happen. I mean.
Brian has a decision to make.
Yep.
Yes. And you have one too.
No, this is your show. I'm here.
No. You have one too.
What?
That I proposed to last night.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
I told you to give me a week. We agreed on a week. I get a week to think about that. When we go over to record over there, we have the opportunity to do, like, radio and TV. And they showed me how to work the buttons for the TV as well.
Wow.
And again, very straightforward, all labeled, and also there's always someone there if I have questions the first few times. But Brian asked me yesterday, it was like, the first time we go over there and record, do you want to do TV and radio? And I was like, that's both at once the first time I do it. I need to think about that for a little bit.
Yeah, I think I'd wait until, like, the second week you're over there.
Hi, Hazel.
Hi.
But you, I left room for you, Hazel.
You left room for me?
Yeah.
Aww.
Because I told Matt, I said, when I go over there, there will be times where I say, I'm going back to WRS.
Aww.
And to a...
All right, so what days are you going to be over TBR?
The plan is They're still working on whether I'm going to do it on Tuesday or whether I'm going to do it on Wednesday.
Okay.
They want me at 10 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday morning.
Okay. So that won't interfere with this.
Hazel, unfortunately, it might. Because...
No.
You know what?
No, what?
Hazel...
I'm gonna cry.
I wasn't gonna.
Uh-oh.
Got me in a.
I backed you in the corner, didn't I?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You got me in the corner.
You're not gonna tell me. He was trying to keep it secret.
You're not gonna tell me you're leaving me.
Like I said, I will be flip-flopping back and forth.
You haven't made a decision yet. You know, like, there is the opportunity for us to do too. There's a lot of factors here that we gotta
absolutely.
Go over and think about.
As the producer, I get the final.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I just said that to you not even 5 minutes ago when you said you have a decision to make. I said, no, this is your show.
That's right,
this
exactly. Sorry, see? Brian, I didn't mean to back you in a corner.
No, it's... It's a decision that needs to be made.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But right now today, Hazel, right now as we see, the thing that's going on right now is we're sending over the recording as soon as I'm done here.
Yep.
Over to... Pittsburgh Community Radio and doing it over there.
Okay.
And we're already getting responses over there that are, you know. I walk in the door and they say, we heard your show, and it's like, wow.
Okay.
It's amazing. They like it, so,
Well, give me plenty of heads up so I can find somebody to fill your spot if you decide to go over there. And make me cry.
Hazel.
What?
Hazel.
What?
Like I said, I will be doing both.
I know.
And that's going to push me more to get the powers that be to upgrade the technology. So that I will be able to simo on both radio stations.
Okay.
Because there is a possibility, but we're looking at the quality of the recording.
Yeah.
So we are looking at that possibility.
Okay.
Because I gotta... Talk to the powers of me over here to look at the infrastructure to be able to do it, but there is a possibility.
Okay.
It's not set in stone yet, but it's a possibility. It's going to take some financial engineering, but we may be able to do it.
Okay.
Depends on what, if the bosses like the idea.
Well, like I said before, and I'll say it again, if anybody can do it, you can.
Hazel, but as far as the ability to do things over there, it is amazing.
Yeah, I bet.
It is amazing. As soon as my show is done, it automatically goes up for podcasting.
Wow.
So immediate responses from there.
Awesome.
I can do actual interviews on Skype and on, Zoom.
Wow.
Right in the studio.
Oh, that's awesome.
I can actually have my guests call in and do it from there.
Yeah.
As well. Plus, we got the TV side, so...
Right.
We're looking... I think it's going to be a good thing.
Brian, I am more than thrilled for you. I really am. I'm very happy for you. I hope everything works out.
But I will never forget where I came from.
I know you wouldn't. I know.
And that was part of the deal.
Yeah.
You guys would still be over there, and like I said, we're working on things, so I don't have to. I can either stay at one location and we can do simo at the same time.
Okay.
Imagine that, doing TV and being live on two different radio stations.
Wow.
That'd be something.
Wouldn't it though?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody can do it, I can do it.
That's right. That's what I keep telling you.
And I
wholeheartedly believe that.
With a good team, team effort with me and Caitlin over here as my right-hand woman.
No, that was your left hand.
It was both.
There you go.
It was both.
So, she's everything I've thrown at her, she's...
I do my best. Sometimes I feel like he's deliberately trying to trip me up, so I gotta rise to the occasion.
You know, I wouldn't doubt that.
It feels like a test.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Exactly. Just to see if you're going to pass. And you pass. Yeah. And you pass with flying colors every time.
I do my best.
Yes, you do. And you do it well.
Hazel.
Thank you.
Hazel, while I'm on this, you might wait. We're kind of off topic, but believe it or not, I've actually done that on purpose.
I know.
For reasons. Because I know. It's like, people say they can do things, and people can say they can do things, and, you know, and, oh, I got this. Let's see if you got it, if you don't,
yep.
if you say you got it.
Prove it.
Prove it.
Prove it.
Yep.
Gotta back up your words.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, usually... the people either do it or they at least attempt to do it so I can see where the problems are. And then I say, okay. And then I decide whether or not we're ever going to do that situation again with that individual. Because there's been times where I say, why did I do that? And with you, Caitlin, on air, on both radio stations, I haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen anything that I've thrown at you that you haven't come out of with. You've come out with some questions like, what are you doing?
Well, you gotta ask questions.
But,
see, you're testing her and she's testing you at the same time.
Yeah.
See?
It's a back and forth. It's a give and a take.
That's why
it's gotta be equal.
That's why you guys make such a good team.
And the question that I always ask her is, what do you wanna do? And she always comes back with, no. What do you want to
That's
do?
That's right.
Because it's not about me. It's about you. This is your show. I'm here to help.
Facilitate.
Huh? Yeah, I'm here to facilitate and to help you out, you know?
Okay.
And do what you need me to do. But it's not about what I want. It's about what you want.
Oh, man. the other day when we were doing training.
Uh-huh.
I had to compromise with me.
On what? What was it?
The communication.
Oh, yeah. Just the switching up the way...
Yeah.
The way we talk about things.
No. The communication with you so I know what's going on in you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, just switching up, like, the language and such.
Yeah.
You know?
Because
adapting.
We're going to TV, so the things that I kind of direct have to be in a way that, you know.
There's got to be some magic to it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes magic.
But what I mean is he wasn't going to give me the other channel.
The other channel?
He wasn't going to give me the other channel with you.
Oh.
Hey.
What, you mean like coming behind the board with me?
Oh, no. He wasn't going to give me... See, what I'm saying, folks, is right now Hazel and I and Caitlin are on the same channel in our headsets. Over there, the people can't hear what we're saying. In the headsets, but they can hear us talking over the radio, over their mic, over microphones going over the air. But I need the auditory cues from my person doing the board. So he had to give me the other channel so I could still hear Caitlin, but nobody else can hear what's going on.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha.
So everything that's going to be done pre...
I would love to see that set up over there.
Yes.
I really would.
It's really nice. It's
I would love to see that set up.
Yes.
All right, we're getting way off topic.
We are getting way off topic.
Way off topic.
But hey, like, the topic is independence, and like, this is exercising is independence.
Yes.
We tied it all back together. We're good.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so, it's gonna be a big deal.
It is.
So, now that we've kind of let together the bag a little bit, thanks,
After you told us last week that you were gonna keep it in the bag until July.
I know, right?
Thanks.
He can't help it.
I know.
He wants to keep us in suspense.
Thanks.
And it doesn't work.
Thanks.
What?
Thanks.
Hey, sorry.
It was no.
What?
No, I am well aware of the work you put into this, and I really appreciate it.
Brian, I am more than happy to do your show for you. I'm loving sitting back in here being able to talk to you. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I have learned so much from him in the 2 years that I've been doing this show. I've learned so much from him. It's incredible.
It is. It really is.
He is one incredible individual, and I am honored to be his friend.
Wow.
Caitlin.
Hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
You got me.
I know.
We gotcha.
I haven't failed you yet. I'm doing my best not to.
Yeah, exactly.
But I am only human, bear with me.
Hazel.
What?
And believe me, like Caitlin said, I have not fully committed anything, yeah.
I suggested he make a list.
Yeah.
To weigh his options.
Yeah. Then that way he can go over and say, okay, can I do this? Yeah, I can do this, but not right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make a list of your do's and don'ts.
But the biggest thing is, do I want to leave a radio station that has carried me through up till now?
And I can't tell you yes, I can't tell you no. All I can say is follow your heart. Do what your heart and your brain want to do. Do what you feel is best for you. That's all I'm going to say.
I know what people are saying. Do what's best for the show.
No, it's not do what's best for the show, honey. It's do what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do what's best for you. You need to take care of you. Do what's best for you.
Yes, and Hazel, like I said, we can, I can always pop over and fill in and do a show when, you know, I mean.
Absolutely.
There's going to be times where things are going to have to, you know.
Absolutely.
Switch around and do other stuff.
Yep.
And when you can break away, you're more than welcome to step in and take that board if you want to.
If it's as intimidating as I think it is, well,
we'll just have to see.
Matt has.
It would have to be when I get out of here, though.
Matt is a great trainer.
Yes,
indeed,
I know
he is.
Yes,
and
he is. Well, this old brain doesn't, you know, absorb things as quickly as it used to, so it might take a couple times.
if he can put up with me and Caitlin.
Don't let me into that. I didn't do anything.
That was cute.
I am quiet and agreeable.
One thing we need to work on him.
What?
One thing we need to work with him on.
Yes.
You can tell my secret.
What secret?
You got another secret?
Yes.
Oh.
What did I do on the day of training?
This is the second time you've done that. This is the second time you've done that, which is why I'm, like, nervous about our trip to Walmart tomorrow. You got me nervous. He schedules the bus ride too far after we're done. So we have to wait for the bus.
Oh, no.
And sometimes, you know, like, I try to call and ask them if they can move it up, which apparently I learned that we weren't supposed to do. And I was like, oh, well, I'm so sorry. Could you please make an exception? And they were very nice about it. But they just didn't have any sooner times for us. So I'm, like, moving Brian around in the shade. I gave myself the weirdest sunburn because I didn't have sunscreen on that day. I was like, oh my god, it's like half of my upper leg on my left leg and then like all of my lower leg on my right leg. I'm just like a checkered sunburn.
No.
It was so weird.
Because I
scheduled our ride for 2:45.
I go based on a normal training. And he pulls the trick of, hey, let's just show her the board and got any questions?
Which you had plenty of questions.
And that was it.
Always. Always.
Hey, Hazel.
What?
When my name is on something.
Oh, nobody was saying having plenty of questions is a bad thing.
No. My name is on the show, so I'm not gonna take something and not know what's going on with
you
it.
Oh, absolutely.
Take it seriously.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I made a promise to Caitlin.
That you would trust me?
I made a promise to Caitlin. I'm talking about the other promise.
Oh!
What, to never get us stuck outside?
No.
Oh.
Again?
Yeah.
He made several promises that day.
I would never put you on camera.
Yep. Just the back of my head is like the only shot they'll ever get of me. It's just the back of my head. Maybe okay. My arms while I'm working the board, but that's it. That's all they get. No face. Yeah. No close-ups.
Jeez, I can't wait to actually find out when the show is going to air on TV.
Yeah.
Because I want to watch it.
The reason why we're doing TV is because with WTVR, they can only air it. They only put it on once. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
With TV, they can put it on up to 3 times.
Yeah.
So, there's more coverage.
Right.
With TV than there is the radio.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Makes sense.
And who doesn't want to see my smile on face?
I don't know. I haven't seen a soul that wouldn't.
Hazel, you know what?
What?
There's one thing I would like you to do.
What's that?
If you have time, which I know you don't probably, but I'll come in when I'm not on the air. Sometime between you and I, and go through my shows and start transferring files over so I can, you know.
We did need the terabyte flash drive after all, see?
Yeah, exactly.
It'll get its use.
Yes.
Okay.
Because what I can do there is I can put interviews from previous shows and just insert them. We have the ability to do PSAs and stuff over there. As a matter of fact, I haven't done a station ID yet.
No, you did at the very beginning.
Okay. Now I
got you got them both.
The one thing he told me, this is a little bit of inside information for anybody that's interested. The actual station ID between the two, legally speaking, the station ID for WTBR is WTBR 89.3.
0.7.
Sorry.
89. It's okay, I got you.
89.7.
That was a good catch.
On your FM dial. But we don't always have to add in the numbers. We just have to say WTBR Pittsfield.
WTBR.
Yeah. Pittsfield. And then add it that way.
Yep.
But I always like to...
You like to go above and beyond.
Step it up. Ooh.
Yeah, you like to put the numbers in there.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Because, yeah,
there's a lot of people listening to the radio. If they want to listen to TBR and they haven't listened to it before, they're not going to know what station to put it
up.
Yeah. And the other thing is we are immediately on podcast. And, Caitlin, I'm going to let you take this one.
What?
And, I got to talk to Matt about including her,
Oh, and we can be reached at our Gmail account, wheelingthepathways@gmail.com.
Yeah. And
we check it Monday through Wednesday.
And our YouTube channel?
Wheeling the Pathways.
Yes. So we have both of those We are moving rapidly.
We got options.
Well, that's always a good thing.
Speaking of options.
Yes.
You were just talking earlier about demoing a Google Home. Weren't you?
Yes.
So it was one of those things that was on the topic list, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yes.
See, I'm good at bringing it back. Yes. Gonna reel it in.
I was trying to a couple times, but then
it's hard sometimes.
I know, right?
No. But that stuff needs to be done too as well.
The demoing?
No. The
reeling it in.
But the thing is, I don't want to make it too tight, because if I don't, then it becomes too not real.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And I want people to know, hey, we have real problems too, and we're human, so, you know. If things get screwed up, then we know, you know.
Yep.
How to fix them. And that's the... you know what?
What?
I've already talked to my mother.
About what? The Google Home?
Yeah.
Okay, and what did she say?
So she's looking at a financial aid to...
Okay.
What I'm saying is, you know.
If she's looking at it financially, that's all the more reason for us to get it in your house so you can demo it, so you can see whether or not it works for you better than, or, you know, enhances Alexa for you before you go and spend that money on it. Because those are not cheap.
Yeah.
Those are not cheap.
Yeah. Hazel.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing we can do, too.
What's that?
Is I can do live demonstrations. We've already got one planned.
Yes.
Of me texting and what's on my tray.
You're just giving all the secrets away. There's no suspense here.
I know.
What is this?
But I'm just telling everybody what's coming, because it's going to be a big deal.
Okay. I just know how you like your secrets and your surprises. No.
Besides. Plans
with secrets?
No.
No.
Never.
No. Besides,
who would ever say such a thing?
This won't be aired over on WTBR until next week. Week, so
that's okay. So that's next week, and how many weeks away is that? Means it's 2 weeks before we record over there, though.
Yeah,
can you believe that July is almost here?
I know, right?
Where does the time go?
Hazel,
yes,
unfortunately. I got a good decision, but a difficult one to make, too.
Okay.
It's going to be difficult, but it's going to be a good, you know.
Yeah.
Opportunity, so.
Yep.
I got to weigh it out and see what, you know.
Yes, you do.
Where the show's going to be in a certain period of time, and see if where the best location is to make it happen.
Absolutely.
Because my ultimate dream for this, and I'm going there again.
Yes.
But is to possibly take this on the road.
Really? Cool.
And
how would we go about doing this?
I'm contemplating converting a van.
Okay. Okay.
And in the same way of going to schools and talking to kids and using television, Facebook, YouTube,
wow,
and areas like that to show people where I am. Oh. And, you know.
So, having a mobile radio, that's awesome.
Yep.
Cool.
And this is going to be this is not going to be right away, but we're working on it.
Nice.
So, it is a possibility.
That's awesome.
I don't know how feasible it is, but we will see.
It takes a lot to convert a van.
Oh, absolutely.
I know someone that did it with a small school bus. Takes a lot.
And when I'm talking radio and sometimes some TV equipment, stuff like that, that's taking a while.
Yes, it is.
But one of the things we can do over at WTBR is we're not stuck in the studio over there.
Yeah.
We can do remotes.
That'd be awesome.
This was another surprise to me.
Uh-oh.
They have a mobile unit.
Yeah.
For TV.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yep. Just look at the news stations on TV. They've got the mobile units.
Yeah, I know that news has mobile units. I was about to say I don't have cable, but then I was like, you've watched the news before, Caitlin. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
My brain malfunctioned for a second. Bear with me.
So,
it's so expensive. Yeah. Like the bundles. I mean, Spectrum is always trying to get me. They're like, bundle your cable and internet, and I'm like, I borrow someone's Netflix. Like, I don't need it. I have everything I need right here.
There you go,
Caitlin. But one thing I've got to say, and I'm gonna continue to harp on this. The amount of work that you've assisted with, I've been trying for, God, over 6 years, and we got a lot of it done in 4 months, and it's absolutely amazing work.
It's determination.
No, determination, my butt.
Dedication.
No, determination. The main thing is being a good team.
Yeah.
Listening to each other.
Exactly.
And anybody that says, and Hazel, I know I'm running out of time here, but
no, you got a few minutes. You're okay.
The amazing. See, that's part of my direction. Just to.
You gotta keep track of the time.
That was sick.
I got you covered.
Yeah. There's. Just because I'm in a wheelchair doesn't mean I cannot do anything.
Absolutely.
And even those people that say, all I do is stay home all day. You'd be. How many times? Don't give the weeks, but I must talk to you at least a couple times a week, right?
Oh, at least. At least. At least.
If I'm not texting Tiffany on the emergency phone,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, if you're not blowing up her phone.
You're constantly coming up with things for you and I to do.
He amazes me. He really does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he finds the time sometimes. I'm like, when did you have time to do all this? I don't even have time for this. Like, what?
And they want me to do more projects.
Who does? TBR?
Yeah.
Really?
Actually, one thing I am planning on doing, one of my first shows, and Matt, I'm sorry, I haven't scheduled you yet, but I'm pulling the surprise on you right now. Is I'm going to have, try to have Matt on, try to have Sean on as an introduction to,
We gotta add this to the list of guests. Well,
what's gonna
for one of the shows you have here?
No, for one of the shows that I have over there.
Gotcha.
I can kind of fill people in on what's going on. And one of the things that we can only have access to is some of the telethons that we have done. And Sean has been with me for telethons and stuff like that, so we can talk a lot about what I've done throughout the years over there and how I've helped them out.
It's really sad that we can't get the telethons back.
I have a feeling you're gonna see I'm gonna step out on a limb here. I think this is a reunion show.
A reunion show?
Yep.
We're gonna try to orchestrate one?
I'd like to see a reunion, not a telethon, but a just like a demonstration kind of show to see what services are out there, and you know, I'd like to get that back and bring in the old crew again, and just because we used to use that as a get together too, as well as to get everybody from both offices together.
Right.
It'd be pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Hazel. And I am putting something together, too. We have taken both songs, Who Child Things Are Gonna Get Easier.
Yeah.
And put Reba on the backside of the
You got your intro
exit,
and your outro.
Exit, done.
Well, we're hoping, keeping my fingers crossed, to get this up and running again so we can have everybody's intros.
What's going on with that, by the way?
We've got a couple people working on it, so hopefully within the next couple weeks, I hope, then I'm hoping that our intro music and stuff will be up and running. I'm hoping.
Fingers crossed.
That our wave card will be.
Are they actually?
I can't guarantee it, but I'm hoping.
Are they actually replacing it, or are they actually fixing it?
We're not sure yet, but we've got a couple things in the works. So we'll see.
We'll just have to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Patience.
Patience is a virtue.
Oh, it truly is.
And I must say this. You guys have been the most flexible with what's gone on with me. The people on WRS. And this was when Deb was here. You guys took me through some medical issues.
Yep.
I actually announced for the first time on air when I had cancer.
Wow.
And it was on this radio station.
Wow.
So, and I had just found out that morning.
No kidding.
That I did.
Wow.
And within, I'm giving you a little bit more of a medical, but within, the doctor said, if you don't have it out within the next 3 months, you'd be in big trouble.
No kidding.
So I had to, real quick, like, go in and,
get it taken care of.
Get it taken care of. And my doctor, literally, I told him, I said, I want to be in for 3 days. He was on the phone before I left the office and said, he wants to be there for 3 days. Keep him in for 3 days. Make sure he's okay.
Wow.
It's without question. And then I had a stomach issue. He put me back in because of the thyroid issue, because I had his teeth that just gave me some trouble and caused some stomach issues, but I made it through.
Yes, you did.
You're still here with us.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you are.
So you guys have been through, you know, heck and back with me and stuck with me all the way.
Couldn't have found a better person to stick with than you.
Hazel.
What?
Yeah, I will say this publicly on air. I'm going to have to stay in touch with you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Where do you think you're going?
I know, right?
I'm not going to be leaving.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm not going to be leaving.
He's talking like he is, though.
I know.
He's scaring me.
Well, I told him, like I said the last week, he leaves, I'm going to haunt him.
Yeah.
I'm going to haunt you.
There's nowhere to go. You can't be reached.
That's right.
Hazel.
You forget I have your phone number. What?
Hazel.
I also have your email. What?
And you forget which one are you going to use, though I am sick.
To be safe, just use all of them.
That's exactly. Exactly.
There you go.
And you can text me now, too. So.
Yep.
You had that number?
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, Hazel, now that you made me out myself before I was ready to. Hazel,
what?
I have not made a decision yet, but
well, like I said, the decision you make has to be best for you.
Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing.
I know deep down in your heart you want me to do what you want me. You want me to do what my heart says.
But that's right.
I know what direction you'd rather see me go, but
I would rather see, like I said, I want you to make the right decision, the one that's best for you. Whether it here, over there, both. Whatever you feel is best for you. That's what I want.
And I appreciate everybody bearing with me while this decision is being made. And, my team over there and my team here has been. And,
you got about 30 seconds.
Everything that I've learned in that has been received very well. Anyway, This has been Brian Fitzpatrick with Wheeling the Pathway to Life, telling you my real life situations and the decisions I gotta make, and I appreciate everything everybody's doing, and any information you guys need or anything you'd like to see, just let us know. Either contact me by email at wheelingthepathwaysoflife.
At wheelingthepathways.
At wheelingthepathways.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Or, you can we'll be putting the podcast up on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and getting it podcasted over on WTBR. This has been Brian Fitzpatrick with Wheeling the Pathway to Life. Thank you, Hazel.
Thank you, Caitlin. You're very welcome, Brian.
I appreciate it. And we will talk to everybody next week. Thank you.